This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A city bill that would have banned encampment sweeps in Denver in freezing temperatures has failed. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
Supporters failed to gain a supermajority of 9 votes to override Mayor Mike Johnston's veto, even though a majority of council passed the legislation. Bill sponsors and activists say the ordinance would have saved lives because relocating people during freezing temperatures raises the risk of frostbite. But opponents wanted to leave that call up to the city. Johnston said the bill would have practically overturned the voter-approved urban camping ban during the winter. Bill sponsors said they want to continue to work with the mayor's office on future legislation to prevent sweeps during freezing temperatures. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
In Lakewood Monday, just west of Denver, residents expressed concerns about their city spending money on housing and services for new immigrants. City council members said they have no plans to do that. They also heard from residents supporting newcomers like Amber Varwig.
Migrants have traveled so far trying to achieve something that all of us take for granted. And I think it's okay to say, how about rights for me and rights for thee?
Lakewood's neighbor, Denver, has spent more than $42 million so far on sheltering new immigrants and last week announced it will have to make cuts to city services. The downtown RTD station in Boulder will reopen next week. It has been closed for more than a year after tests found methamphetamine residue in bathrooms at the station. Officials say the site needed new ventilation ducts to eliminate the contamination. The new system will help prevent drug residue from spreading throughout the station. Exposure to meth residue can cause dizziness and headaches. A backcountry skier died in an avalanche Sunday west of Crested Butte. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says the man was part of a group skiing near Ohio Peak. The man was buried. His friends dug him out, but he later died. This is Colorado's second avalanche death of the season. Last season, 12 people died in avalanches in Colorado. This is CPR News.